has an opinion in regard to wearing masks. Governor Parsons has responded to calls for a mask mandate by urging Missourians to take personal responsibility to social distance, wear a mask, and limit gathering. He has steered clear of a mandate and, according to his spokeswoman, has been very clear and consistent about his support for local control. The report from the governor of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services is that Taney County is currently considered a level one extreme risk county. We're not doing well as a county. I am told that our Taney County Health Department and Hospital are becoming overwhelmed with case volume and workload associated. Please, everyone, do their part and protect each other. Thank you.
Moving on down the agenda, approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 461313 through 461368, warrants 7515, and 5 journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes, regular session minutes for November 16, 2020, and executive session minutes for November 16, 2020.
No questions on the regular?
No, it's over here on the... No.
Move to approve the regular session minutes for November 16th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for November 16th of 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Finding of fact, conclusion of law, and order in reference to appeal, Hummingbird Resort, number 2020-005. I have a letter dated November 20th, 2020 from our attorney, Travis Elliott, and he has prepared a draft findings of fact, conclusion of law, and order for the commission's review.
Move to approve the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and order, case number 2020-005.
Second with the discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
Assuming that we just put today's date.
That's what I was...
Yeah.
Now it's on approved. This 23rd?
Yes. 23rd day of November.
Yeah, just be dated appropriately.
Second.
We have the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Taney County Senior Center building update.
Yes.
Would you like to come on up and talk to us? Could you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, my name is Glenda Hunt, and my address is 5039 Hickory Avenue, Marion Woods.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can sit if you want.
Oh, but actually, if you
whatever
want,
you want. It's up to you. There's the mic.
Okay. And I don't know if I need it or not, but I'm going to use it.
All right.
Is it possible if we give the commission a handout? Is it possible? First, I'd like to give you all a map of the area that the senior center serves. We are, our legal name is Eastern Taney County Senior Association, DBA, Senior Friendship Site. We are a 501(c). We have been established since 1985. Before moving into our existing center, the organization rented space from the Ozarks Community Action Corporation. In May of 1985, the present building, located on Highway 160, was purchased for $90,000. This building was formerly the Johnson Tire Center. It was completely remodeled, and Senior Age made the monthly mortgage payment until that mortgage was paid in full. When that mortgage was paid in full, that building was signed over to the seniors of Eastern Taney County. So we, the 501(c), owns that building. Also, if you're looking at the map, the areas that we serve are Walnut Shade, Rockaway Beach, Merriam Woods, Forsyth, Kissimmee Mills, Taneyville, Power Site, Bradleyville, Kirbyville, and Brown Branch. So if you're looking at that map, it's quite a area that we serve. And at the time of the opening of the center, 95 meals were served at the site on a daily basis, including 20 meals to the homebound seniors. The kitchen also prepared 60 meals to be sent to the Branson Nutrition site because at that time, Branson did not have a kitchen. So we at Forsyth prepared meals and sent those over to Branson at that time. Branson built their new senior community center in the early 1990s to service their residents on the western side of the county. Now, a little bit of figures about what we do today. Today, we deliver between 3,500 and 4,000 meals per month. This is to our homebound recipients. So we have grown a lot from the 90 meals or 60 meals that we served. An average of 60 to 75 people, when the center was opened before COVID, an average of 60 to 75 people ate at the center, ate the hot meal, on a daily basis. We've actually outgrown our existing building. That building, like I say, was purchased in 1985. We also have a septic issue. Approximately over three years ago, we had bids come in because our septic, our lateral lines are actually collapsed, and we got three bids. The lowest bid was $200,000, plus we would lose half of our parking lot, and the company redoing our septic system would not guarantee it. So at that time, the board felt, since we had outgrown the building, we could not offer all of the services that we wanted to be able to offer. That is when the board started searching for land to purchase. And the land that we have purchased is out on East 76. It's, I believe, it has been called in the past Manly Hill because Manly Garage was there in that building that is now our farmer's market. The board has redone or remodeled that building where it's we're able to have a farmer's market in there, drawing revenue, making revenue for us, and it has really been a great boom to the area because there hasn't been, other than the Branson Landing farmer's market, we are the only farmer's market in this on this side of the county. The land that we purchased, there's 8.5 acres out there, and the purchase price was $225,000. The board put down $25,000 and financed the remaining $200,000 with the Hershon Family Foundation. There was talk at some time that that land was donated to us by the Hershon family. That is incorrect. We made a payment for 3 years with the Family Foundation. In October of 2019, the board looked at the interest rate and felt that we had our thrift store, which is basically our most revenue-generating project, and that's what made the payment each month to the Hershon Family Foundation for the land. At that time, in October of 2019, we, the board, approached three local banks to refinance the land at, of course, a much lower interest rate. And we went with Southern Bank, and they refinanced the loan. The amount of the loan was $179,501. Now then, here in a minute, I'm going to hand you out another handout that shows you what we have done since then. But with the construction of a new senior center, we would move our thrift store and recently opened our furniture store. We are renting space in the White River Plaza Shopping Center. At this time, we are paying $1,300 a month in rent, okay? With the construction of the new senior center, we would move both of those stores into our existing building, and that would save us over $1,300 a month in rent, and which comes up to $15,600 a year. Do you all have any questions up to this point?
Where do you say where's the White River?
White River Plaza, where the Dollar General out here on 160. Where Dollar General, the Subway. Our store
underneath is where
Sir.
Fat Daddy's used to be?
Yes. Actually, we are closer to the laundromat on that end. Right, correct. Mm-hmm. The one thing I would like to show you before we go on anymore, on the front page, we have population estimates. Now, these estimates were gotten off of the internet. Now, of course, you know, everybody says, well, you can't believe everything that you see and hear on the internet. Well, that's what we're asking you, is that do you feel that these figures are within line, from your experience? Because we're showing in 2020, Taney County has a population of 55,928. Branson, 11,567. Hollister, 4,586. And Point Lookout, 1,218. We're showing the eastern part of the county, 69% of the county live in the eastern part. So we do cover a large area.
So,
yes, sir.
The Taney County population would be Taney County as a whole. That would include Branson, Hollister.
Yes.
Everybody. So it wouldn't be.
I believe it does, doesn't it, Loretta?
So the way the district lines are drawn should be 50-50.
Should be? Okay.
The district lines are drawn based on population.
Based on population.
Okay. I think her population will be greater than 50.
Oh, I think it'll be, yeah, that's probably
I think that's a low population.
That's a low population, but as percentages, it's equal.
Okay. Very good then. Very good.